Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Cemeteries are often the setting for chilling horror movie scenes. But as Richard Veit, associate professor of anthropology at Monmouth University, will tell us, these eerie locales can provide rich insights into art and culture.
For most Americans, cemeteries are scary, spooky places to be avoided as long as humanly possible. But once a year, at Halloween, cemeteries move out of the shadows and into the spotlight as gravestones sprout on suburban lawns and little ghosts and ghouls trick or treat. As a historical archaeologist, I am interested in what grave markers and cemeteries can tell us about American culture. Despite being populated entirely by dead people, they speak volumes about America's past. Colonial burying grounds, from New England to the Carolinas, are filled with carefully carved gravestones ornamented with images of skulls and crossbones, cherubs and memorial urns. They reflect changing ideas about art, death, and salvation in the pre-industrial world. By the late 1800s, many urban burying grounds were crowded and unsightly. Following European models, Americans began to build true cemeteries. Gravestones were replaced by artistic monuments set in carefully landscaped grounds. The 20th century saw yet another change in America's burial places when Hubert Eaton began America's first memorial park, Forest Lawn, in Glendale, California. Modest memorials set flush with the ground to facilitate mowing, and grounds decorated with ornamental sculpture replaced Victorian ostentation. Modern burying grounds reflect the diversity of American culture. Witty epitaphs, such as "I told you I was sick," bring humor to the cemetery, and web addresses and QR codes carved on memorials remind us that even after we are gone, our digital avatars live on. So next time you happen upon a cemetery, be sure to take note of the above-ground history, art, genealogy, and culture memorializing those lying below the ground.
That was Richard Veit of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Whistle past the brain.